When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is John Batchelor. Spoke with Josh Rogan of the Washington Post about Tower 22, the U.S. base in Jordan across from Syria, where the attack was made by Iranian-backed Iraqi militias within these last days. Tower 22 and Tamf, the site across the border, and other sites in this general area, are there, yes, to fight ISIS and to keep ISIS from redeploying inside Syria, which is a failed state and darkness visible. But also, this is the highway from Tehran to Damascus to Beirut, traveled by IRGC and Syrian militias and equipment and resupplies and missiles. This is a highway flowing right through that tri-border area, Iraq, Jordan, and Syria. Tower 22 sits there as a block, and the Iranians want to drive the Americans and their allies out of the region, so the highway is theirs once again entirely. Here's Josh Rogan to explain.
Well, there's a network of highways, and this base, this set of bases, rather, is at a crucial point in one node of that network. So there's a couple of different highways through Syria. This is the one that happens to be most used by Iraqi militias going to Syria, and then from Syria onto Lebanon. So yeah, it's about as strategic as it gets. And there's no doubt that these Iraqi-based and Syrian-based Iranian-backed militias have been trying to kill Americans for a long time. They've been wanting to take over this base for a long time. But what happened since October 7th is that they have a new excuse. And under the with added Iranian backing and added Iranian funding, they've seized upon the narrative of the post-October 7th Israel-Gaza war to say that they're fighting for the rights of Palestinians and trying to pressure Americans to pressure the Israelis. And they've used that to ramp up the attacks. 160 attacks on U.S. bases in the Middle East since October 7th. That's a lot of attacks. 30 of them on, at least more than 30 of them on Al Tamf and Tower 22. And, that's not a new thing, but it's getting much, much worse. And
more of this later.